May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to another Today's Health Update. I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, and I'm proud to tell you I've got Bert Golding on the phone with me again today. Bert, good to have you back.
Hey, it's great to be talking to you.
Yes, indeed. We've got so many people coming down with this new variant, whatever they're calling it, Omicron or whatever. I can't even pronounce some of the things they call them now. And, you know, there's so much of it going on. But, Bert, I want to ask you this. I have heard different doctors, and, of course, I don't listen to the mainstream media. I go to get my information other ways. But they're saying that one of the best things that's happening in this country is that this new variant is passing through the people. It's not really that deadly. It's not that sickening. But it is building our immune systems up to protect us better than even the vaccines would. Is that what the way you're understanding it?
I'm hearing that a lot. I think that, there have been people all over the planet that are praying and pleading with God to help with in this situation with all these weird viruses that we're being hit with. And I think that, a solution comes from heaven, and this might be part of it.
Well, I think so, and I think companies like yours and folks, Bert is part of the Positive Power Nutritional Organization. It's one of my very favorites. Their products are absolutely, listen to me, Nutritional Healthcare is my company, and I tell you, we make the best products in the world, but these are not the same. These products are so clean. They're vegan capsules. These products are changing people's lives, and y'all know I wouldn't have Bert on the phone if I wasn't 100% convinced of that. But Bert, you sent me a printout here. It says, a role of acidosis in the pathogenesis of severe forms of COVID-19. Let's talk about acidosis. Explain to the public what that is.
What that is it's when there's increased acidity. First it starts in the clear fluids, and then it gets in the blood, and if it affects the blood very much, it's really, it just puts a person down. It just puts them in the hospital. A lot of times they don't survive. So acidosis is when you have an imbalance in your body. For your body to function, there needs to be a balance between good acids, like the essential fatty acids that are throughout the body. Mm-hmm. All of our muscles and all of our vital organs are made up of protein, which is made up of amino acids. But there has to be a balance between the good acids and the alkalinity that we need. So all of the clear fluids in our body need to be in a slightly alkaline range, just you know, almost exactly balanced, but just a little bit on the alkaline side. And then what that does is that balances out the whole body because of all of the proteins that make up the muscle structure and the vital organs. Acidosis is when that gets out of control. And once it gets out of control, it leads into a downward spiral, which can be very debilitating.
Well, let's talk about that now. A lot of people, they're getting the whatever it is, COVID, the flu, and they've got these other morbidities. And if they've got other morbidities, they're already acidic because almost all disease is associated with acidosis, right?
90%. 90% of all disease. Now, there are some things that are not. Alzheimer's is more a problem with mineral imbalance. It's where a person has stored the bad minerals like aluminum in the brain and short on the good minerals like silica. But 90% of all disease is related to an imbalance of pH. And most of the time, it's because a person's too acidic. Now, you take the state of the people in the United States, you know, that the condition that we got ourselves into, that over the last 20 years that we've been testing people's pH, 94% of the population of adolescents and adults in the United States are too acidic. They're in acidosis. Now, it might just be the beginning of acidosis, but in this article that you're talking about from Biology Magazine, it just came out in the September issue just a few months ago, September 2021. They're talking about how this acidosis that leads to heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, fibromyalgia, all kinds of problems, osteoporosis, all of these things that are part of that 90% of all disease, that acidity. It says that when you have that, it also makes your exposure to these new strange colds and flus over the last few years, it makes that very, very severe and sometimes fatal. The biggest difference between those that it hardly even affects at all and those where it really knocks them down is that the person got out of pH balance. And they may not even have known it, Roy, because they weren't testing their saliva pH on a weekly basis.
Right.
I mean, I've been telling people that for 20 years. We've been telling everybody across the country, and I keep thinking they're going to do it, but it's like people go, oh, that's good. It's something new. I learned something, but they're not actually doing it.
So when a person is hospitalized with COVID and they've got other morbidities, they're not even testing the clear body fluids, are they?
No, there are very few doctors in the United States that test the pH of the saliva, because if it's a fasting test, if it's been at least 3 hours since any food or beverage except water, so if it's been 3 hours after, your saliva will give a true picture of whether you're acidic, balanced, or too alkaline, which is rare. There's only about 1% of the population that gets too alkaline. But it will give you a true picture. And there are a few doctors here in Southern California that won't even see the patient until the person puts saliva in a spoon and the nurse goes ahead and does a pH test and reads it before they can even get in to see the doctor. But that's the exception. I mean, most doctors don't even look at that.
Well, if you're in the hospital and they find out you're acidic, how do they balance that in the hospital?
Well, they don't really. About the only time they look at it is in the emergency room. If a person is just crashing, they're not even sure they're going to make it. Sometimes they'll do a quick pH reading of the arterial blood gases. But that's a completely different thing. We're not talking about emergency, you know, you're going to die in a couple of minutes. We're talking about the clear fluids of the body become acidic because we allow bad acids to get into our body instead of the good acids. The good acids include fresh garlic, fresh onions, fresh citrus, whether it's eating the citrus or juicing it, but it has to be fresh. You have to do it yourself or get it. You have to watch somebody do it right in front of you. There are a lot of good acids, essential fatty acids, which are all the omega-3 fish oil and the flaxseed oil. All of those are good acids. But the bad acids include anything that comes from the coffee bean, doesn't matter if it's caffeinated or decaffeinated. The coffee bean itself has 218 different acids in it, none of which is compatible with the human body. There's not a single one of those 218 acids that is actually good for you, regardless of what they say. I know the coffee industry is constantly putting things out on the internet saying, oh, you know, coffee's wonderful, drink more of it. But all it does is it acidifies the body in such a way that it's hard for people to even recover from that. Now, you know, I've been saying this a long time. People say, oh, the whole country's been drinking coffee and it hasn't affected anything. Until these viruses come along and these severe flus and colds, and then, yes, we all get hit because most of the population is already in the acid range, which then leads to hypoxia. Acidosis leads to low oxygen in the blood, and it also can lead to the lungs shutting down.
Wow. So even if they were to test their oxygen levels, that don't mean that the oxygen's actually getting inside the cell and doing what it's supposed to do, right?
Well, yeah. When you put a fingertip pulse oximeter, it takes your pulse with your heart rate, and it also gives you the oxygen content or saturation of the blood getting to the extremities. You put it on your fingertip, you go ahead and read that. What's interesting about it is that if you've got high oxygen where it's supposed to be, the 98 to 99, it means that if you're acidic at all, it's very, very slight. It's not severe. But what will happen is that if you're acidic, it leads to low oxygen, and if you've got low oxygen, it leads to acidity. So it creates this vicious cycle. So once, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, all it has to do is have a person that is breathing in their own carbon dioxide. You know, the whole country is being asked to wear masks.
Right.
You know, and when you put the mask over it, that means that all the carbon dioxide, instead of it's going out of your nose and your mouth, but it can't get past the mask, and so you're breathing it back in.
Whew.
What does that cause? That causes acidosis. What does acidosis lead to? It leads to the most severe, serious outcomes of colds, flus, COVID, everything else. And done long enough, it will actually lead to heart attacks, strokes. We're seeing that all over the country. They said that the incidence of strokes and heart attacks has tripled.
Right.
How much of that is just not getting enough good fresh air? So when I have to wear a mask someplace here in Southern California to go, if the first chance I get, I'll pull it down and I'll breathe fresh air. You know,
right.
I mean, I can hold my breath for a while. It's kind of like swimming underwater. But, you know, low oxygen, if you find that you have it, that is an indication that you don't just have a little bit of acidity, but the acidity may be out of control.
Well, all right, so, you know, you are one of the stars. You're one of the people I look to talk about how to alkalize the human body. Tell the public again how easy, y'all listen to me, I do it every day, how easy it is to use a product y'all developed called Cell Power, and explain how it changes the pH over time.
Well, what it does is it's not an alkaline product, and it's not directly trying to change the pH or anything, because it's a food. It's a dietary supplement. And when I say a food, it means that we have Cell Power, or drops that you put in your drinking water, and it's made from fruits, vegetables, and vegetable protein that have been dissolved down so small that it actually is smaller than a molecule. So it breaks it apart so that the fruits, vegetable protein are not even food anymore at that point. It's like what your body does to your digestive system. It turns it into electrical energy. So Cell Power has so much electrical energy, as you know, Roy, and you do it every day and I do it every day. And whenever I'm feeling like a cold or a flu is hitting me, I do it even more. I mean, I was doing 8 servings a day, and I think I'm still doing that now.
Me too.
You know, because it's 8 servings a day, but what it does, you put the drops in your drinking water, and it adds electricity, and that electricity allows your body, which, of course, knows how to do it, to balance your pH, and you can get a good long-term effect. I was just telling you before our show today that I have been in the pH balanced range almost every week that I've tested for 18 years. There were only 3 weeks that I was not pH balanced. And, of course, I thought, okay, what's going on? What am I doing differently? It allowed me to make changes. So Cell Power is a great food that's been turned into electricity. It's a high energy concentrate. You put it in your drinking water. Tastes kind of good. It has a little bit of a citrus taste to it.
Yeah, not much. And I'm telling you, the taste is not. It's not even there hardly.
I know. Well, the longer you would take it, the less you're ever going to taste it. But it's good for, especially the other day somebody's asked me, what about children taking it? I said, you know, I have so many of my friends who are grandparents saying that their grandkids are saying, you know, grandma, grandpa, can I have more of that power water? Well, they're talking about cell power in their drinking water because it actually makes the water taste a little bit better than it would. Now, after a while, you're taking all the time, you just assume, well, water always tastes that good. But what it does is that it increases the electricity in that glass of water, just 4 drops of cell power, which has a subtle energy score of 13 million. And wow. Good purified or distilled water has a potential energy score of 7,000. But you put 4 drops in, and within 10 seconds, the entire 16-ounce glass goes all the way up to 13 million. That's how concentrated the cell power is. People look at this little 2-ounce bottle and they say, oh, it looks like it's kind of expensive. I go, you're going to get 140 quarts. That means you're going to get 280 glasses of cell power once you add it to the proper amount of water.
And let me tell you something, Bert. I got people coming by it that says, I can't put my finger on it, but I can't be without this. Well, I think our own subconscious, if you want to call it, our soul, who we are, I know that our body knows how to heal itself. I think it's telling you on a subconscious level, this is good.
Oh, yeah. It's part of our survival mechanism. It's exactly. It's what gets our body going towards those things that will keep us alive.
So,
and electrical energy is by far the root thing. I mean, everybody talks about it like, oh, we don't talk much about electrical energy in the United States. And we don't. Oh, my goodness. You know, the public education on health and science is just the worst in this country of probably almost any modern country in the world.
Of course, they want us to be sick.
In other countries, they talk about electrical energy all the time. We talk about calories, how many calories are in a protein bar or a protein shake or whatever food we have. They don't even use the term kilocalories in any other country except the United States. You know what they have on their label? Kilojoules. Now, what is a joule? J-O-U-L-E-S.
I don't know.
It is a measurement of electricity. They're telling you on your food package how much electrical potential is in the food that you're buying. And
really?
That's throughout Europe, throughout Asia, everywhere in the whole world, they talk about energy, and we seem to just hardly have that conversation here.
Well, we don't. You know, I've been telling people for years, you got to understand, the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industry, especially the pharmaceutical industry, which, by the way, has more or less bought out the entire medical profession, lock, stock, and barrel, including the colleges that teach medicine.
Yep.
Let me tell you something, folks. They make their living off of sickness. You think they're going to cure you? You've lost your minds.
And that can only happen with ignorance. If you know how to be well, then you're going to be well. So when I talk to people about pH balance, they either, you know, years ago, 20, 30 years ago, people would say, that's not important. That's all snake oil. You don't need to worry about your pH balance. But then eventually people figured out, oh, I do need to worry about pH balance. So then all of the forces against people knowing, you know, there's a tremendous amount of money and a tremendous amount of power that is focused against keeping people in the dark, keeping people so they don't know the truth, that they're not educated. And what would happen is they thought, okay, well, people now know that pH is important, so let's just confuse them by telling them to test their urine for pH. Well, if you do that, you will never know the truth. If you test your body's urine pH, you will never know, ever, if you're acidic or if you're alkaline. And that's all it takes, because it's this idea, since 94% of the population is too acidic and 1% is too alkaline, that means you have 95% of the people in the country that are out of pH balance, which keeps them sick. 90% of disease, if everybody in the United States got pH balance, which they could, if everybody followed the simple 3-step protocol we talk about, that within 4 to 10
Hallelujah.
Think about it. To me, that would cause you to jump up and down. But for everyone who depends on, you know, that for their livelihood, for their work, they're going, oh, my goodness. And so I can see it's almost a matter of economic survival for their families to go, no, let's not let people get that well.
Well, then throw the Hippocratic Oath away.
Well, they took it away. It used to be that every doctor would swear to that oath to do no harm. And after, I think it was only in the last 15 years that all the universities and colleges said, no, we no longer administer that oath. We're not telling you that you don't have to do any harm.
I almost called it the Hippocratic Oath. I think that would be a better one. Anyway, let me ask.
It was based on Hippocrates,
right,
who basically developed medicine in the very beginning. It wasn't the type of medicine that the Western world has now, but he was saying, hey, you know, let's teach people and let's have doctors help them to heal themselves, to get better. Well, and there are a lot of good doctors out there. I know. Oh, I know probably 100 excellent doctors myself personally that know that they can't heal a person, but they can help them learn how to get in a position where their body will heal itself.
Right. Well, let me tell you, part of the problem I have learned over the years of the pH misinformation. I've talked to doctors and nurses alike, and they say, well, we check your blood pH. Well, you can't go by that.
Nope.
Your body's going to naturally keep your blood pH at around 7.2 to 7.3, because if it gets any very far out below the alkalinity, you can't hold oxygen, right?
That's exactly what happens. I mean, yeah, it's a very, very sad situation. And what leads a lot to this acidosis and the hypoxia, which means low oxygen, I mean, severe low oxygen in the body, is that people are not drinking enough water, because water is, you know, pure water, H2O. I'm not talking about, you know, filtered, polluted water that comes out of your tap or spring water now. Everybody keeps saying, well, I just drink spring water. Well, yeah, well, that's great. You're reading books from 100 years ago where they're telling you, make sure you drink spring water, because all the springs were clean. Right now in the United States, there's only one natural spring in North America that is not polluted. I mean, deadly polluted. And that spring is inside of a national park in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Wow.
And it is the cleanest water in the world. And if you go there, you're allowed to get as much of it as you want for free, because it just flows out of this mountain. And so I was there going through and learning everything about this Hot Springs, Arkansas. They used to use that to help heal the soldiers from World War I. When they got back from Europe, they would put them on trains, send them all out to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and there would be natural doctors there that would just soak them in this natural spring water. It has a lot of silica in it.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, because it has to be totally clean water, the H2O, if you have enough electricity in your body and enough water, your body will split the water into two hydrogen ions and one oxygen ion. That means for every two water molecules, you get an O2 stabilized breathable oxygen that doesn't even have to come through the lungs, and yet your cells can breathe it, and you get four hydrogen ions, which boost the immune system to the point where the immune system is just as strong as you need it right now. The whole world needs, everybody in the world needs to have a strong immune system. And that happens if you've got enough water intake and enough electricity.
We'll run out of time. So let me ask you this. Let's say somebody listening to us today, you got that old flu, you got that old virus. Your energy is zero. You are just dragging. You get tired going to the bathroom and have to rest. You take a shower, you have to take a nap. Or you're just getting the light symptoms of it. Bert, tell them really quick what they should do.
Drink more water.
Make sure it's
So a gallon of water, and in that, I went ahead and in a gallon, I can do 8 servings of Cell Power. So 4 drops times 8 is 32. I put 32 drops in a 1-gallon jug. I fill it with pure water. I drink that, and then I take as much high-energy vitamin C complex as I possibly can. And with those two things, your body really has a fighting chance of gaining back the energy it needs to, for everything to work.
To balance itself. That's exactly right. So let's do this. Cell Power is real simple. It's 4 drops in 16 ounces. Is that correct?
Yes.
And drink that 8 times a day at least. Remember, get distilled water. It's $1 a gallon at the Dollar General store. Y'all, this is cheap water, but it's pure water. It's distilled. There's nothing there but water. Now, this vitamin C complex 1250, real quick, tell them why that's such a powerful, powerful product.
It has, usually to have high energy, it has to be in liquid form, but this is in a powder in a capsule. It's a vegan capsule, and it's just a very unique formula that such high quality ingredients. It has the highest electrical energy of any vitamin C in the world. There are over 5,000 different brands of vitamin C, and a lot of them are really cheap because they're made cheap. But this has high energy. It even has higher energy than Cell Power. It comes in at 115 million, and Cell Power is at 13 million.
Wow. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When I had the flu, and folks, I told y'all, I don't hide nothing from you. I'm always going to tell you the truth. I had it. I had a viral overload, it was called, based on blood test, which means I could have had as many as 3 viruses at once in my body. I take the best supplements in the world. My immune system was strong. I'd started loading up on of course, I do Cell Power every day, but I started drinking even more water with Cell Power in it, and I loaded up with this high-energy C-complex 1250. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you the truth, folks. I don't think I'd be here today had I not done the things that I did. And I conversed with Bert over this on the phone to make sure that I was doing everything that I possibly could. Well, Bert, you got about a minute left. How would you sum it up today?
Well, the best thing you can do for your health is to go see Roy at his store. Go in there and talk with the staff, and they have the best products in the world. So I would just sum it up to say, you can't just listen to this and go, oh, that sounds good. You got to get in your car or get on your bicycle. You've got to go take action.
And buy you some distilled water, folks. Stop drinking tap water. Good grief. I know they tell you that it's clean water. It's not. There's stuff in there it would blow your mind if you knew what's in your drinking water today if you're drinking tap water. Get the good water. Put the pH drops in it, the Cell Power drops, as we instruct you. Take your high-energy vitamin C, and you're going to be going a long way toward helping your body balance itself. Remember, God designed the human body with the ability to heal. But it can only heal if we give it the raw material it needs to do that. And some of that raw material is what we're talking about today to keep it balanced. Well, thanks again, Bert, for joining me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to today's Health Update. I also want to thank you for sharing this information with other people. Continue to do that. I'd like for this to become the most popular radio station on earth. Until next time, may God bless all of you with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.